Just before dawn on December 13th, my daughter Megan tugs at my nightshirt. Mom, we've missed the school bus. Disoriented and still half asleep, I start calling commands to my children before my feet hit the floor. Splash water on your face. Get dressed. We've got bananas and granola bars in the kitchen for breakfast. I'll get the car heated up, but we have to leave in 10 minutes. Megan dashes off as directed while I rouse her less cooperative brothers. When I hear movement in all of their bedrooms, I take a 2-minute bath, wipe on makeup, and pummel my hair with baby powder to give it poof. A dark suit hanging on the back of the bathroom door becomes my ensemble for the day. The vision in the mirror is not enchanting, but at least my red eyes and rumpled clothes seem to match. I dare anyone to criticize, I say, pointing at my reflection. I check on the readiness of my 3 Smiths, Megan 10, Nick 12, and Ben 17, dig car keys for my purse, and toss 4 coats onto the couch. 2 minutes, I holler. Everybody outside. I whisper a plea for even a few weak rays of sunshine as I open the front door. But instead, I meet typical weather for Bellbrook, Ohio, less than 2 weeks before Christmas, gray, wet, and cold. It has always been the warmth of the people, our neighbors, the community, mooring us to the southern suburb of Dayton. But this December, I only feel the chill. In my haste to heat up the car, I nearly knock over a poinsettia sitting outside our front door. Raindrops on its holiday wrapper sparkle in the porch light. What the heck? Megan peeks around me and her face lights up. It's so pretty. That's my Meg, ever hopeful even after we've been through so much. I wish I could be more like her, but then again, I'm not 10. Yes, real pretty. Where are your brothers? Get your brothers. Where did it come from, Mom? Let's bring it in. I stand at the door watching the cold rain beat down on the plant's 4 blood-red blooms. For me, bringing the flower into the house offers as much appeal as inviting in a wet rabid dog for the holidays. I absolutely understand Scrooge now. I want to go to bed tonight and wake up on December 26th. No shopping. No baking. No tree with lights. I'm not in a mood to make memories. The ones I have just hurt. I can't imagine new ones will feel any better. I don't expect to avoid the holidays altogether. I merely hope to minimize the affair as much as possible. Christmas is supposed to be about family, and ours has a larger-than-life-size hole. The flower can't fill it. I imagine my husband standing next to the closet he lined with shelves last December. Beside him, our fully trimmed Canadian fir stands in a growing puddle of pine needles. You're killing the Christmas tree, I scolded, pointing to the mounting evidence on the floor. He tested my theory with a whack of his hammer on the closet shelf. Needles pirouetted from the branches. At least these shelves aren't going anywhere, he said. Neither am I. So why am I alone? I search for him in the shadows of the house in the hours between goodnight kisses and the morning alarm, even though I know he's not there. My back throbs from the continual jabbing of a broken coil in the sofa, but I can't bring myself to sleep upstairs in the bed we shared. I won't even shift to his side of the sofa. The space Rick filled, it's empty. Megan needs Christmas, but now I'm not ready to descend into fa-la-la land. The appearance of this flower is sure to jumpstart the nagging about buying a Christmas tree and scavenging through boxes in the basement for our collection of Santa Claus figurines. I consider asking Rick's brother Tom and his wife Charlotte to let the kids spend the holidays with them just a day or two. I could hide from this season while they shower my children with gifts and stuff them with turkey and banana pudding. The kids would only be a few miles away if I got needy. But I could delegate the Christmas trimmings to Tom and Char. Delivery of the idea will be tricky. I can hear the chorus of "No way" and recognize my voice as the loudest. I don't want the holidays, but I do want my kids home with me. The clock on the mantel chimes 7 a.m., and I snap back into single mom with children nearly late for school mode. I don't know where the flower came from, Meg, but I'm not bringing it in. It's wet, and the potting soil looks like a mudslide. But, Mom, it's a Christmas flower. Megan presses her plea for the plant as Ben walks up the steps from his basement bedroom. I know he was out until nearly 3 a.m., and I'm not fool enough to believe he was studying. He doesn't give me a chance to say good morning or to question him about the missed curfew. I don't see why I have to go to school. Most of my friends have already left town for winter break. The thought of having this conversation, again, makes me weary. I want to crawl back under the covers and tell him to do the same, but it's not an option for either of us. Just get your coat. You've already missed too many days of school.